With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Master, we are aware that we need to get everyone to be vegetarians to reverse climate change quickly and immediately. However, as it is a slow process to change people's attitude, is it enough to save the planet by just recycling, using the car less?
Well, I hope. I wish that it is, but it isn't, honey. It helps to some extent, but it's not enough is never enough. Of course, from all the scientific facts, from all the reports, we know the cars, the recycling, the garbage, they are not the main cause of global warming. They are not the main polluter of the planet. They are not the main cause of killer. Yeah? So we know that. It helped some very small degree. Yeah? So if you really don't believe me, you sit down, make a calculation. Yeah? Then you see. Just a little mathematic calculation. Yeah? All the cost of deforestation, all the cost of transportation, all the cost of water, all the cost of medicine, all the cost of sickness, yeah? All the cost of building hospitals, training more doctors, and making more medicines, and then making people even cannot think because they are sick. And all the heartache of being sick and causing trouble for the loved ones by being sick. And then all the trouble or the cost of war because of hunger, because of food insecurity. You add them all together. And all the reservation, the chief of a UN International Panel of Climate Change said, all the refrigeration, you know.
Also.
Yeah. And all the sickness that go into the body of the animals and then go into you. I'm not talking about karmic retribution yet, okay? I'm just talking scientifically and the evidence physically. Now, vegetarianism is the only solution. It's the best, the fastest solution. Surprisingly, you know, everybody go around it. Don't mention it. Just some few people mention it. The rest just try to go around it. Okay, we recycle. Okay, we use less car. Okay, we go bicycle. Everybody knows by now. The people who has a power to know, who has enough communication ability. Nowadays, there are television, radio, newspapers, and even mouthpiece. You know, everyone know already that vegetarianism is the solution to save the world. But It seems that vegetarianism escaped from the minds of many leaders and the people of the world. So, I don't know what to say anymore. I keep telling everyone, and you also keep telling everyone that you know, and you try your best to spread the news. Some people do turn into vegetarian, that's for sure.
Master, could we share some positive news with you?
Yes.
Great. Hi there.
I like that.
I've got some feedback from one of our association members in London who owns a vegan restaurant. And recently they've noticed a rapid increase in the numbers of non-vegetarians seeking an alternative diet. And after the delicious and nutritious food that they've been trying, yes, many have been convinced of the lifestyle and environmental benefits of a meat-free diet.
Yes, I'm happy. Very good, very good. I'm happy.
Oh. Yeah, they've got really, really busy recently. It's great.
Oh, cool.
And I've got another one for you as well.
Uh-huh.
The author of the Vegetarian London Guide, who visited this restaurant, the same restaurant, has reported that 40 vegetarian outlets have opened in London since the last edition, the last publication of the guide.
So we have more choice now in London, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy. You know, it could be also due to the fact that you are meditating and you are going out, you know, distributing leaflet and all that. And then people get more used to with the idea, you see? So thank you very much for what you have done and what you're doing and what you will be doing.
Kính thưa sư phụ, đồng tu chúng con có thể ảnh hưởng đến thế hệ trẻ như thế nào để nâng cao ý thức về nạn hâm nóng toàn cầu trong tương lai?
Ok, quý vị phải dạy dỗ các em, nói với các em những điều gì mà quý vị biết, những điều mà liên hệ đến việc hâm nóng toàn cầu đó, và phải giải thích những điều mà quý vị hiểu biết cho các em. Làm cách nào để là giảm nóng, hả? Làm cách nào để bảo vệ địa cầu, làm cách nào để mà miễn cái sự càng ngày càng hâm nóng lên, hả? Để bảo vệ cho địa cầu, bảo vệ cho chính mình và cho tha nhân và tất cả những động vật trên thế giới.
Kính thưa sư phụ, đồng tu trên toàn thế giới phải đóng vai trò như thế nào trong việc góp phần thúc đẩy nhân loại tỉnh thức giác ngộ và trường chay?
Thì chúng ta phải phải truyền tin tức mà của sự hâm nóng toàn cầu cho mọi người biết, càng nhiều người biết càng tốt, và phải giải thích cho họ cái cách thức nào để mà bảo vệ toàn cầu, tức là mình ăn chay, làm lành và bảo vệ môi sinh, nhưng mà phải cầu nguyện với thiên đàng đang bảo hộ cho mình nữa.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola reston virus, MRSA or methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, infection linked to livestock antibiotics. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
I was wondering, what would happen to planet Earth by the end of 2009? Because I have heard you saying in several occasions that we have only 2 more years at most. Thank you, Master.
I tell you, we have gained more time now as more people join in the vegetarian circle and cut off much bad karma recently. And also people have tried to be more green, recycle, plant trees, frugal in all their using, etc., etc. Yes, and helping each other more and more tolerant, more peaceful. And the more people join in the vegetarian diet, that is more important. I mean, the less bad karma we will have and the more time we will gain. So be positive. Even the government, yeah, and many groups go green and be vegetarian. Maybe we will have longer time. And now I want you to focus more also on what you want the world to be, like veg, green, good. Yeah? Veg, green, good. Yeah?
Yes, Master. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. But still continue to do your job, you know, like distributing flyers, meditation, praying, helping each other, helping others. Meanwhile, having a very positive vision and attitude. Things might change overnight. Who knows? Yeah, it could happen all the time.
Yes. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Dear beloved Master, I have two questions. I know the future will depend on the change made by the people on this planet. They are changing now, but they're doing it slowly. I got some feedback from my relatives, friends, and the people I talked to gave out the Global Warming SOS DVD and flyers that they did change their diet by reducing meat consumption. But is this enough if they still not 100% vegetarians?
It is better than nothing, you know, at least better for their life, for their health, better for many animals, and better for our planet. If they cannot save the world, at least they can save their souls, and that is very important for them.
Yes,
and
Master.
Try to somehow convince them to be completely vegetarian. That would be even better for them. It's good, you see, it's effective that you're going out and give them the flyers, and some people would reconsider and then do understand the importance of it, and then they did change. Huh? That's very good. Well done. Bravo, and thank you.
Thank you, Master.
My question is, I have recently heard of some elementary school students who were speaking about what they wanted to be when they grew up, and one of the answers was, we won't be alive then because of global warming. So what's the point of answering? And I was just wondering what kind of inspiration you can give the children who are feeling hopeless about global warming.
Well, you tell them to be positive. Tell them to keep up hope and be veg. Yeah, if they can. And please, go green and do good. Then heaven will protect them and we will have a future still. Tell them everything can always change. So it depends on their attitude, depends on everybody else's attitude and contribution. If they all be rich and encourage everyone else, then things will look bright.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Yes, Master. This question from my lovely baby, Tan Lin, is 11 now. Her question is, how can we restore the ice back to its natural order if we are able to stop global warming? And how long will it take if it's possible? Thank you.
If all humans are vegetarian, then the bad karmic retribution will change and nature will restore its balance automatically. It will be slow or quick. It's up to us, yeah? Okay, suppose if the people are slow to become vegetarian, you know, and we take too slow action, then maybe 2 years. That means 100 weeks. And the quicker one would be 2 months. That means 8 weeks. We will see the change almost immediately.
Okay, thank you.
You have suggested that in addition to promoting vegetarianism, that we open vegetarian restaurants, be frugal, and plant trees. Beyond these, could you give us a list of maybe the top 7 to 10 most important things that we can go out to do to help save the planet? Thank you, Master.
Meditate. Positive vision. Spread SOS flyers. Promote vegetarian diet. Be frugal. Planting trees. Use hybrid cars or, you know, less fuel consumptive mean of transportation, like carpool, bus, train, walk, bicycling. They are all important, actually. There are many more than that. And try to be organic, buy organic food to support organic farmers, etc. Do anything you can to support this organic vegetarian farming. Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 6 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.